USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Monkeypox is spreading. The World Health Organization confirming 80 cases of monkeypox with recent outbreaks reported in 11 countries. In the United States, one possible case in New York and one possible case in Massachusetts are being investigated. President Biden says he's keeping his eye on the situation.
It is something that everybody should be concerned about. We're working on it hard to figure out what we do and what vaccine, if any, may be available for us.
An emergency shipment of baby formula should be hitting U.S. store shelves early next week. The first shipment from Operation Fly Formula set to arrive in Indiana Sunday after about 130 pallets of Nestle infant formula were loaded onto cargo aircraft in Germany. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The deadly tornado that ripped through Gaylord, Michigan on Friday had winds of 150 miles per hour. The National Weather Service saying it was the first tornado in Michigan that was an EF3 or stronger since 2012, and that it tore a wide path through Oswego County over 16 miles long. The tornado killed two people and injured 44 and caused widespread damage in both residential and commercial areas. Gaylord resident Dawn Gruba tells Up North Live what she witnessed on Friday.
You just saw house material and everything going through the sky, and massive debris. Like, we even have insulation stuck to our truck and just clumps.
After one of his worst rounds ever in a major, Tiger Woods withdrew from the PGA Championship before the final round. And the Dallas Mavericks host the Golden State Warriors in Game 3 of the NBA Western Conference Finals tonight. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, makes remarks Saturday addressing the class of 2022 from West Point Military Academy in New York, rallying incoming members of the Armed Services Forces against foreign adversaries.
Yet again, in Ukraine, we are learning the lesson that aggression left unanswered only emboldens the aggressor.
An insurance company is launching coverage for marijuana DUIs.
An insurance company is bringing cannabis DUI coverage to drivers across the country. The company Reefer recently launched cannabis DUI insurance coverage in Missouri, and it's coming to Oregon, Georgia, and other states with a legal pathway towards consumption soon. It's meant to help people charged with driving under the influence of cannabis with various expenses, including legal representation, transportation costs, and incidental expenses. Founder Justin Kahn said regular users often put themselves at risk for a DUI since THC remains in the body for much longer than impairment lasts. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
This year's winner of the Preakness Stakes is early voting. The colt had the second best odds to win Saturday's horse race at the Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore. Once again coming in second place was Epicenter, who also came in second at the Kentucky Derby. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.